swimming against the tide, adopting a stance, say, that your friends, family, even society disagree with, is a very difficult thing to do. That's why most people don't do it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Although it's become somewhat trendy these days to hop on one of those many conspiracy bandwagons doing the rounds, taking a stand to do what's right against the things that are just plain wrong is a costly business indeed. William Tyndale was burned at the stake in 1536 simply for translating the Bible from Latin into English. In 1972, Chinese evangelist Watchman Nee was martyred for telling people about Jesus. In fact, there have been more Christians martyred in the past century than for the whole 19 centuries before that. There is, and always has been, a high price to pay for going against the flow. In fact, back in Jesus' day, John chapter 12, verse 43, many, even of the authorities, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they didn't want to confess it for fear that they'd be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human glory more than the glory that comes from God. And that's it, isn't it? Being more interested in what others think than in following our hearts to believe in Jesus, the easy road is simply to go with the flow, to believe in secret, or just drift away from God altogether. Look, sure, there are many around the world who have no choice but to believe in secret. But for the rest of us, if we give up on Jesus because of what others might think, it's only because we love human glory and the short-term comfort it brings more than the glory that comes from God that'll last for all eternity. That's his word, fresh for you today. Truly, there is such power in the word of God. Power to change lives, power to change your life. That's why I'd love to send you this fresh devotional message every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org to subscribe. And when you do, you'll also receive a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 3 Skills That'll Change Everything. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.